Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So the Raiders make it through to the big dance for the first time since 1994. 25 years ago, the Green Machine of 1994. Meninga, Stewart, Daly, Mullins. Some say the greatest footy team ever. 1994. Forrest Gump and Pulp Fiction were all the rage in the cinemas. Oasis topped the charts. Petrol was 68 cents a litre. Paul Keating was Prime Minister. And a schooner, well, that was just $2. It was a golden era in the NRL. Set to the most memorable and best NRL theme track ever. The Roosters.
The Sydney Roosters.
The 2018 Premiers and looking to be the first team to win back-to-back titles in 26 years.
Just the fourth team in the NRL era trying to go back-to-back.
Dally M winner Jimmy Tedesco.
Oh, he dodges and weaves and ducks and gets there.
Mr. October, Cooper Cronk.
Inside ball, Cooper Cronk, goodbye.
This time with two arms.
Cooper Cronk, what cannot he do?
Latrell Mitchell, Cordner, Keary, a team full of champions.
Oh, just beautiful to watch the Roosters.
But more importantly, the champion team.
The Eastern Suburbs Roosters.
Yeah, we joke about the salary sombrero, but they're tough, they're skillful, and they go into the 2019 decider as red hot favourites. Cinderella story of 2019.
Harley has sent the Raiders to the grand final!
And hands down the most entertaining team to watch in the NRL.
Oh my goodness! An incredible try! End to end! Side to side!
Rapana, Leilua, Whiten, and the human wrecking ball, Big Daddy Papali.
They can do it all! The Canberra Raiders!
They're capable of beating anyone on their day. And how good are these Poms?
Hodgson, he throws down to Louis!
Fair dinkum. There's more Poms in this team than the Coogee Backpackers, led by Josh Hodgson.
Ripped it out of his hands! Louis, baby!
He's turned the one-on-one strip into a bloody art form. It's the contenders v. the champions. But make no mistake, these Raiders have more than a puncher's chance of causing a major upset.
What a mouth-watering grand final we have. The Raiders against the Roosters.
So here it is. Throw a green snag on the Barbie and break out the Botox down Bondi Way. This is the grand final everyone has been waiting for. The two best attacking teams, the two best defences, the best matchup on the best day of the NRL season. Who wins? Geez, I don't know, but I do know this. Tina and Barnsley said it 25 years ago, and it still rings true. Only one can be simply the best, better than all the rest. To Ream and Maccas. It's the 2019 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final. Live from ANZ Stadium, the Roosters versus the Raiders. Triple M rocks the footy. It's simply the best.
Better than all the rest.
Come on, everybody.
Better than anyone. Yeah, anyone
Oh, yes, MG, accompanied by the Rhino.
Yeah, the Rhino loves it.
Finally, it's out.
The Rhino's back.
It's out. When
finally.
The Rhino's back.
And look, Emma Lawrence is here, and Nathan Brown joins us. G'day, Brownie.
Hi, how are you, pal?
Oh, I'm very, very well. I'm very super excited about what's in front of us this afternoon and this evening. As you heard from MG, it is the story. What story will be telling at 9:30 this evening is the question, isn't it? The Roosters, obviously that first team in 26 years to go back-to-back, or will it be the Raiders looking for their first premiership in 25 years, a quarter of a century? Cooper Cronk's last game, his ninth grand final. That's rare air. 10 was Norm Proven, Papa Clay, Eddie Lumsden, Ron Coote both got 9. James Tedesco, can he add the Clive Churchill medal to what he's already won? It is amazing. I'm going to start with you, though, Nathan Brown. Grand finals for you, there's obviously mixed emotions. This ground particularly, 1999. By halftime, Nathan Blacklock streaks through the from one end of the ground to the other, scores under the post. What is it, 14-0? Very
14-2 or 14-0?
Yeah.
I'll get in before Big Dell gets in. I lost 3, Dell 1-3. Yeah. I thought I'd check out Dell. So I can get in before he gets me.
So what happens in your guts on grand final day these days?
You always remember your experiences. I reckon even though my experiences weren't winning grand finals, you know, think about, you know, a couple of the times we made grand finals, we come from the bottom part of the competition. Yep. And the run through to the grand finals, a lot of great experiences. Game day is obviously an outstanding experience. Unfortunately, in sport, you know, sometimes sport doesn't love you back. We love the game, and it don't love you sometimes. And obviously, I've had the displeasure of sitting on one side, and there's a heap of blokes who obviously got the flats, and then on the other side, you'll see blokes who as happy as happy as Larry. And I was fortunate at St Helens to win a grand final as a coach. So I got the probably get the second best experience, I suppose, and I've always thought if you can't play, coaching's the next best experience.
What about, we spoke to Craig Wing yesterday, and he said that he hasn't watched the grand final losses back, can't bring himself to watch it. Have you watched them?
I've never watched them, but because of bloody Foxtel and that these days, I kindly get reminded, and I always get reminded by people like Dell that played against when I bump into them too, so you never ever can forget these days. With social media, you never forget, you know, my kids, they've obviously seen different pictures and things appear and kids asking about it. So,
Brandy, but as a Dragon supporter, why don't you do what I do with the 99 one? I've recorded it, right, and I just watched the first half twice. Absolutely brilliant game of rugby league.
Well, I might actually do that one then. That might make me feel good.
80 minutes of pure joy. What about you, big fella? As Brownie says, there's been some great experiences. I'm sad you're not wearing your premiership rings today.
Yeah, I don't really wear them on grand final day.
Yeah?
I just like wearing my wedding ring. That's about it. But look, I think for me, because I came to the Broncos in 93, so I got to play the first two semis, and then obviously I was on the bench for the grand final. But when you're at the Broncos, you just expect to win grand finals.
Yeah.
Mate, you got, you know, Lockyer, you know, Tallis, you know, there's a real confidence about the boys on grand final day. And then obviously the super coach, mate, he just embraces it.
And these days, when you come out to the grand final, what's your emotion?
It's the one time, actually, Origin and grand final is the only time you sort of miss it. That's where the emotion starts stirring.
Hey, Dell, tell me this. We talk about old grand final sides. Like, I've been in the game coaching and playing for a long time. That 97, 98 team of yours, like, it'd probably take $25 million to put it together now. But they were outstanding football teams, eh?
Yeah.
You must have just thought you're going to win.
Well, yeah, I think because we had such a good bench too. And, yeah, I know, it's just that Super League did the right job for us. And then all those young players too, like I think Lou Dakiri and Chris Walker came through as well.
But I reckon sides that actually played in the grand finals, I reckon they were running out there knowing they're going to get beat. It's just by how much.
Yeah.
Where today, Canberra's big underdogs, but I reckon they think they're a chance.
They are. That's a good thing about them, eh?
And then you've been spending some time with the Raiders this week. You get that sense from them?
Oh, absolutely. They definitely, as Brownie said before, they think they can win. I was down there during the week on Tuesday for their fan day, and they had all of the players up, and just the way they spoke, they're just that real air of confidence about them. And throughout the week, they've seemed really, really relaxed. And a lot of them, even Ricky said as well, they were probably more nervous heading into the game against Souths. Actually, every player I spoke to said that they were more nervous heading into that game, whereas now they're here, it's like, all right, we're here. No one expects us to win, so they don't care that people are backing the Roosters, so, or at least thinking that the Roosters can win.
Right in front of us now, 10 minutes to go in the grand final, Newtown Jets and the Burley Bears. It is the Super State Championship, the grand final. The Burley Bears, 16 points to 10, the Jets coming back at them in their second half. The Bears got a bit of a point to prove. I think it was a few years ago they played against the Illawarra Cutters and got
smashed,
50-odd put on them, so they're desperate. You know the coach?
Well, the coach is a very, very dear friend of mine, Jimmy Lennon, and I spoke to Jimmy last Monday because 3 years ago they won the premiership in the Queen's Cup, and then they certainly socialised a real lot in the earlier part of the week. Come down and got a bit of a touch up, and I spoke to him on Monday morning, and I said, "Are you drinking today?" And he said, "No, we made that mistake last year." So they've definitely prepared a lot better. And Cronulla on paper obviously got half dozen genuine NRL players out there, so they're doing very well to be where they are now.
Yeah, 9 minutes left in that game. As I said, the Bears 16 lead the Jets 10. We mentioned at the top of the show, the Rhino has been outed. It is Wendell Saylor from The Masked Singer. I just want to play just a little bit of your second performance. Just have a little listen to this.
Let me talk to him. Come on.
I love it, Ryan. Did you have a great experience?
It was great. I'm just glad that I beat Brett Lee now. Remember, Brett Lee was the one that,
he was.
No, but it was great.
How tough was it? Because everyone was hammering you. I think of all the contestants, everyone picked up on you quite early. How annoying was it having to deny it constantly?
Having to lie to our faces.
Yeah, I hate lying to people, you know. I hated it. But it was just, I reckon it was really well done. So I don't know the other characters as well, or the celebrities. So I've done well. And it's rating its ass off, too.
It isn't. Big Tell on fire as the Rhino. Anthony Minicello from the Roosters joins us next as Triple M rocks the grand final. Rocking the grand final, and what a grand final we have before us. The Queensland News at the state championship have the Jets gone in. They were trailing 16-10, just 4.5 minutes to go in this grand final. Looks, though, like the Jets have gone over in the corner. That is being checked upstairs. We'll give you that result as soon as it comes through to us. And meanwhile, Ben Dobbin, of course, will be on the sideline for us all day, all night, and into tomorrow morning, most likely. And he has a sensational guest with him right now, Dobbo.
Yeah, he loves this place. He's had grand final origin victories. Jonathan Thurston, it's always a special ground, but especially on grand final day.
Yeah, it is. It's, the stadium's starting to get full now. A lot of people starting to come in. And, yeah, we've got two great teams playing in the big dance tonight, so it should be a cracker.
You're part of the Channel 9 coverage, mate. Do they give you the royal duties? Are you in the main game tonight?
Yes, I'm just pre-game and post-game, actually. So, yeah, it's not too bad. I've got a light today. So, but, it's a lot of good memories here, playing here. So it's nice to be back down here. And it looks like a fast track too. So hopefully she stays dry and we'll see a good game. And
I know the team's got plenty up to you guys.
And JT, when you say nice fast track, have you gone out and inspected? Have you gone and tried to find that exact spot where the field goal was kicked from?
Not yet, but I'm doing a kick at half time for $1 million for Chemist Warehouse from 30 out in front. It's a drop punt, and I've got to get it through a hole that is half a metre by half a metre.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, for a punter. So I just went and met him just before, so fair bit of pressure, I reckon, but
apologise in advance.
Yeah.
Exactly. What do you like about what you've seen from the Raiders? Everybody knows what the Roosters are going to bring. Are you confident that the Raiders can give them a hell of a game?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, looking forward to the Raiders playing, actually. I think if they can bring them down to their level, if they try and play the Roosters with structures and things like that, I think their defence will just eat them up. They need to create second phase play, you know, try and break the defence up. You know, we watched the Roosters last week, how good they defended against Melbourne, who have all those structures and everything in place. So I think if they can, you know, get down and dirty, you know, try and get in their faces, try and unsettle them, bring them down to their level, then, you know, I think they can beat the Roosters that way.
JT, we're expecting that Jake Friend will play. Is that the right decision, or is it a little bit risky?
It's probably a little bit risky, but, you know, from the conversations I've had with people, yeah, they certainly love him at the club. He's a co-captain. You know, he's a two-time premiership player, I think. So I don't think Robbo would put him in there if he didn't have the confidence in him to get through the game. And, you know, if he plays him and he only lasts 20 minutes, then, you know, you've got to carry another interchange player. So it's a huge gamble, but... you know, if he plays, like I said, Robbo would have full confidence that he'll get the 80 out.
Johnny, Nathan Brownie, mate, I'm just hit with the great Dragons fanatic here, Tane Squires, mate. If you had a sign with the Dragons on your 18, he believes that he would have won another four comps. You bludgers, so it's all your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know. Well, you did try to get me down there, Brownie, but I don't know what happened. Actually,
Canterbury had a lot more money than us.
You let me down.
More money. I went down for free.
Hey, Johnny, just a quick one, mate, because I've never actually heard you talk about this, but I was out here when you had that shot at goal for the grand final and it hit the post. One, did you think it was going over? And what was your feeling when it hit the post? Like, did you feel that that was your chance to win it and it was gone?
Yeah, so this was my moment in life to shine. You know, like, I dreamt of this moment my whole career. You know, to win the Cowboys their first ever premiership as a goal kicker doesn't get any better. You know, like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world than right there, standing over top of the ball, about to kick the goal to win the grand final, the first ever premiership for the club. So that was my sanctuary, you know. I was confident in the process. I've done it 1,000 times before. So, you know, when I come off the boot, you know, there was a fair breeze behind my back. So I wanted to come over the top of the ball a bit more, keep it lower, which will keep it out of the breeze. I knew the breeze was behind my back, so that was going to hold my curve up. So I tried to aim at the right upright. And drill it at that right upright and let the wind hold it up, and it should have went, you know, between the black dot and the right upright, but I left it out there a little bit too much. And as a goal kicker, you know, it's when it comes off the boot and it's flush like it was, I could have put my house on it straight away that I was going over, and I could see it coming back, and it started to get held up by the wind, and it hit the upright and just, you know, all my dreams just come crashing. You know, I was pretty disappointed about it all because that was my chance to ice the game there, and we go on and celebrate. Now we're into Golden Point, which is the unknown. So all the boys ran over to me, you know, said, we'll get it in Golden Point. So, you know, again, I had to just change my mindset straight away and focus on what was next.
Hey, JT, I've got to ask you about Josh Papali, big deal here, mate. What do you reckon the difference has been with Big Papa? I didn't know he had this in him, the way he's playing at the moment.
I think we all, you know, playing alongside Papa, we always knew had this in him. You know, he's you know, him and Hargraves are probably the two forefront roles in the competition. You know, his performance last week was outstanding. You know, one of the best of the year. So he's had an outstanding year. And, you know, I think it was last year, he was carrying a few extra kegs, and Sticky dropped him to reserve grade. You know, it was a light bulb moment for him, because when that happens, someone of his ability and certainly his stature, you know, could either go two ways. You could sulk about it, and, you know, your form gets even worse, or you cop it in the chin, or probably and get on with it and you know, reevaluate what's going wrong, and that's what he's done. He's had an outstanding pre-season, and he's reaping the rewards for it. You know, he was probably the best player in the Origin series for the... my goodness.
Can you believe it?
Oh, the Jets have just won it on the buzzer.
Yes. Joe!
Under the post. A chip over the top.
Wow. They've done it again.
Crazy.
This
scenes.
Is going bananas down here.
Under the post, the Jets have gone
Look at
through.
The Bears. They're all on their horns. Just how did that happen?
Wow. Burley, who's come down.
Brownie. I just lost my train of thought because that was outstanding.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. The members of One Republic are happy, though, because their set was going to be cut down by one song if they had to go to extra time.
Wow.
Brownie, that must be crushing.
Oh, heartbreaking. Look at the... I just spoke about it before. I've been in this situation before. We have a heap of bodies who are entitled to probably win a game of footy or win the biggest game of their life, and a lucky bounce. Yeah, devastating for one team, and what about the other team, the great adulation the other side have, you know? So that's sport.
That is. The Burley Bears were going to win that game until the last 15 seconds.
I feel so sorry for Burley.
Extraordinary. The Jets have gone under the post. It is 18 points to 16. A kick that doesn't mean a hell of a lot to come from right in front of the post. They will win the state championship. Jonathan Thurston, what an honour and a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night, buddy.
Yeah, will do. Thanks for having me, fellas.
There he is. And Dobbo, we'll catch up with you as the afternoon and the evening progresses. Thanks, amazing scenes. Right here at ANZ Stadium. They're all coming your way as Triple M rocks the grand final. Triple M rocking the grand final. We're here at ANZ Stadium, just trying to get our breath back after the amazing finish to the NRL State Championship of 2019. Nathan Brown is here, Emma Lawrence, Wendell Sala. My name is Tony Squires. Brownie, that's just, we talked about before, the heartache of the Burley Bears, who, as we said, led that game from start to almost finish.
Yeah, it was,
that's how long a game of footy goes, huh?
Yeah, and they had a bit of bad luck, Will. They lost their hooker after 3 minutes. Then their 5-8 had to go and play back row during the game, so they certainly jumped through plenty of adversity to put themselves in a situation. But as we said, the adulation one team gets, as opposed to the heartbreak and disappointment another gets on this day, is it'll be the same in the women's, and then obviously in the first team, whilst a lot of people, you know, are tipping the Roosters. If Canberra don't win, they'll be as heartbreaking as that last one.
Yep. Greg Eastwood did pop over the goal. He is one of the retiring players in the NRL who'll be paraded before a huge crowd later in the evening. Putting the coach's cap on, Brownie, if you're walking into that Raiders room pre-game, what sort of message are you sending them?
I think, you know, Ricky's message has already been sent. You know, they've done their work. Their work's been done earlier in the week. And by all reports, someone said they heard Jack Whiten talking about how Ricky certainly hasn't over-prepared him. He's been very calm. He's not gone over the top. And that's probably one of the, as a younger coach in bigger games, I've felt where I've sort of done things wrong. And then you talk to people. I talked to Gordon about when he had Wayne, and Dell will be able to back this up, I'm sure, where, you know, come that week, having the confidence in your players and letting them feel like you got that confidence and belief in them and not doing too much work is probably a real key. And by all reports, Ricky's certainly done that. You know, you could see, look at the Roosters and you look at their team, and you could feel there's a lot of prep that could go into it. But, you know, from what I understand, Rick and the Raiders, they've done their work, you know, in the pre-season and earlier in the year. And, you know, their last sort of month of footy, they've been playing well, and they know what works for them. Roosters know what worked for them. They're both coaches have been there. They're both won at this level. So it'll be a great contest.
That calmness from the coach, important?
Yeah, look, 100% I think it is. You know, Trent Robinson has it. Ricky's a cool customer. You know, Canberra embraces a week. You know, the fans, they love it. And that's the way that Ricky played, you know. You know, he leads, you follow. Same with this Canberra team. I think Brandy said it before. They really believe, you know, sometimes you rock up to a grand final and you're hoping. But this team's got so much belief in it.
Hey, tell me this, Del. Like, you've been in hot sides that are hot favourites, and you won every one that you were the hot favourites in. How do you feel the pressure coming that week? Like, how would the Roosters blokes be feeling? Because most people are expecting them to win today and win well.
Yeah.
How are they feeling, some of them blokes, you reckon?
Oh, mate, look, you can see they've tightened up a little bit just with some of their interviews and that. I think in 2000, you know, everyone tipped us to win, and we tightened up a little bit too.
We
only won 14-6, I think, or 14-8. But you do tighten up a little bit because you're expected to win, and they're coming at you. And that's why Canberra every chance today.
And that's what they've been like all week. They've certainly been, not that we haven't had good access from the Roosters, but they're that bit more sort of reserved, and you can see they're a little bit more uptight, whereas the Raiders have been so relaxed and have even been doing everything they usually do. Half the team went out for golf, and they always do that. They've been doing everything they usually do, so covering them throughout the week and interviewing them, I've really noticed a distinct difference. I mean,
their captain's run was open to the media, wasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, and that's it usually Jermaine. Isn't. The yeah. fact that they put up Andrew McFadden allowed us vision as well. You don't usually get that for grand final captain's run either. So that's something which was really interesting. Ricky just, wanted them to soak the whole thing up.
What about Joey Leilua trying to get you a little bit of...
During the week, that's a perfect example. When Josh Hodgson was sick, and I was interviewing him, and I said, oh, you confident Hodgson will be right? He said, He goes, mate, he's just been ruled out. Josh Hodgson. I'm telling you, he's been ruled out. I said, no, he hasn't. He goes, I'm telling you, the coach just told me. And he goes, nah, just kidding. Having a joke.
But even with Joey, he's pretty relaxed because, you know, Brandy, a calf injury, like, that's a hard one, too.
What was it, Del? What was the actual injury?
Well, it was not a burst blood vessel. It was a contusion. So it was kind of like a little blood vessel that burst in your calf.
Yeah.
So
I thought he was no eight when he limped.
Yeah.
Off last
week. Mate, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fonda Matassa.
Got the new leg down.
What did you make of Brownie? The relationship sort of frosty at the fan day between the two coaches. Ricky, not having any eye contact there. Is that just a message, or is it just the way they feel?
Oh, look, I don't know whether the two coaches do or don't have a relationship. Well, I've got no idea. But what I do know is that very, they go about their business very, very different. You could see Rick sitting there in his jeans and shirt, Robbo in the suit and tie. Robbo's that, you know, that modern day type of younger coach, a real sort of that student type of thing of the game, and talks, you know, in, you know, uses different terminology, where Ricky's more, he's more guts and glory. If you look at Ricky's best mates who have coached with him, John Cartwright, yep. Dean Pay, you know, they're that real type of hard personality, love a schooner, a beer, and Rob has a different type of personality. So whether it is just a tactic of Rick's or whether there is some, I don't know, but they're very, very different people, and it just shows that different works.
Totally. Ben Dobbin is with Sharks coach John Morris, of course, a lot to do with the Newtown Jets. He's there on the sideline now, Dobbo.
John, a great result today, mate, for the Jets again. Second week in a row, they win in the last 20 seconds.
Oh, Dobbo, I don't know what happened. I was just there seeing 20 seconds ago. I was you know, disappointed for the boys up to that point. But, you know, like they've done the last couple of weeks, they've just never given in. And, you know, we've got 12 or 13 of our Sharks guys, you know, back in this side. And it's a great relationship we've got with the Newtown club. And, you know, a wrap for the boys to take out this game today.
Your season, the Sharks, you would say disappointing by your standards.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the way we went out was certainly disappointing. You know, on reflection, I thought there was a lot to like about our years. You know, we were third for tries scored, fifth for tries conceded. So we had a you know, solid parts of our season, but we just couldn't get going, get our, you know, big guys on the park. I think our top five or six guys averaged, you know, 10 games each, and, you know, Wade Graham missed 14 games, Moylan missed 15, you know, Shawnee Johnson for feeder missed large parts of the year, so we just couldn't get our key players on the field, and that kind of reflected, you know, our performances. But, you know, out of the adversity and challenges that we had throughout the year, we were able to blood six exciting rookies, and most of those guys we saw here today, and, you know, they've all extended their future of the club, and I'm really excited about next year.
Up to you, boys.
I noticed that Billy Magoulias yesterday said that with Paul Gallen gone, he's certainly looking for a spot in that 17 that the Sharkies.
Yeah, so I would have liked to give Bill a few more games this year. Actually, he's you know, he's a great kid, and just goes to show, you know, he's just got so much belief in his own ability, and, you know, those kicks that he's got away over the last couple of weeks is not by chance. He's down at Shark Park on his days off practicing his passing, his kicking. He just lives and breathes footy, and you know, he's an old school footballer, mate. He wears number 13, but he can pass and kick, and he'll do it all in one game. Sometimes he overplays his hands and goes down short sides and pushes it over the sideline, but he never dies wondering, Bill, and I just love his attitude.
Hey, Johnny, mate, you've got some very good young backs here, young Kennedy, but also Ronaldo Mulitalii. What's your thoughts on him going forward? I know he's been in first grade, but what's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, Del, really high hopes for Ronnie. He's another one who's come through our system as a 15 or 16-year-old. Actually, I really felt that we lost him in that Manly game in the final. He got suspended for a shoulder charge in round 25, and we really lost his energy there. And we really felt that there in our final loss. But he's a real high-energy type of player. Can play anywhere in the back line. And, you know, again, wears his heart in his sleeve, Ronnie. He got a bit wrong today and got binned there with his aggression there. But he's certainly going to be a key player for us next year, and definitely, you know, a starting player.
Yeah, Johnny, Nathan Brown, mate. I tend to disagree with a lot of people saying Cronulla didn't have such a good year, because me personally, being, you know, working against the Sharks and watching them for a lot of years, the Sharks had a lot of, you know, top four or five finishes for a lot of year, but your roster was stable and you also had all your best players fit. They stayed on the field, where this year had a lot of changes and a lot of good young players come in, and the amount of times you scored more tries than the opposition yet lost the games, which I'm sure you've spoken about, it's hard to, because some of those goal kickers are decent goal kickers as well. I disagree with a lot of people. I thought your year was better than what people think. The ladder didn't really justify what you did on the field at times. That's just me personally, though. What are your thoughts?
Oh, Brownie, I'm really happy to hear that, mate, because, you know, I understand that, you know, people look at the Sharks' year and think, oh, geez, it wasn't much for a year. But when you have a real good close look at it, you know, there's only four times this year that we had Graham, Moylan, Johnson and Townsend on the park together. Injuries played a huge toll. And as you said, it was five times actually we scored more tries and got beat. I think there was only nine times that happened across the whole season. So, yeah, you know, if we kick a few of those goals, we probably sneak into the top four, and and here we are, everyone saying how good of a season the Sharks had. But that's the NRL, mate. It's, you know, got to be better in those close losses. We lost seven games by 6 points or less, which was the second highest amount. And, you know, we'll probably take a leaf out of the Raiders' book from last year. You know, they lost all of those close games, and, you know, we need to be better in those situations moving forward next year.
Can I ask this quickly? And there's reports that Bronson Cherry wants out of Cronulla because of player signing. Have you had a discussion with him, or is that just a beat up?
Hey, that is an absolute beat up. You know, Bronson's signed for the next couple of years, and you know, he'll be going nowhere as long as I'm the coach of the club.
Hey, Johnny, it's Emma Lawrence. Before we let you go, what's on this evening? Where are the celebrations, and who's your tip for the big one?
Yeah, look, I'm going to duck back home, actually, and spend it with the family. So, look, you know, my head says the Roosters. I think, you know, just their big game experience, and they've been here. They know what it's all about last year, and just some wonderful, wonderful players in that side. But I've got to say, I've got a soft spot for the Raiders, and I'll be cheering the Raiders. I love everything about the way they've conducted themselves this year, and just how hungry they are and how much they play for each other. I love their unstructured style of footy, and, you know, I'll be cheering for the Raiders today.
All right, John Morris, thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate it. Celebrate with those Newtown Jets for a great grand final win, and all the best for next season. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll go back to Dobbo on the sideline shortly as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water.
We're at ANZ Stadium, just 10 minutes away from kickoff in the Holden Women's Premiership Grand Final. The Broncos taking on the Dragons. The Broncos hoping to win back-to-back premierships. Dobbo, you have another special guest. Looks very much like the great Paul Gallen.
Yeah, it certainly is. He's retired now, just getting ready for one of the biggest boxing challenges ever. I can say, Gal, thanks for being with us. What a wonderful place this is for you, especially as a captain to win a grand final here. But what are you doing taking on Barry Hall? Like, please.
easy money, mate. Easy money. He's a little bit bigger than I thought he was. I'll give him that. He's got to be 6'6", I reckon. They said 6'4", in his Wikipedia. I don't think it's true.
Mate, when you guys won the grand final, Melbourne, the raging favourites, it is a bit like that tonight, isn't it? That, you know, everybody's talking about the Roosters, Canberra the underdogs, but there's a big chance for Canberra to cause an upset here.
Yeah, there is. There's a bit of that feel about it, 2016 feel. You know, the Roosters are a star-sided side, as Melbourne were back then, but, you know, you just got to go out there and play footy, play your best, hopefully a couple of things go your way, grind it out, and you know, if the Raiders can do that and defend the way they've defended all year, you know, you give them a chance. You know, my heart says the Raiders. I think like everyone else here, everyone wants to see the Raiders win, but whether they can make it happen or not remains to be seen.
What about the finish to that the state championship, your boys, the Newtown Jets there? You mean 2016, you had to defend desperately for those final seconds. They had to attack desperately.
Yeah, a little bit more spectacular, that one. That was unbelievable. Billy Magoulias, 2 weeks in a row, was actually doing nine, and a guy said to me, Billy Magoulias, chip and chase. And I said, I don't think so today, mate. And he's come up with a play again. So Jackson going through and picking up the ball and scoring under the post. Yeah, that was a terrific win by the boys. And congratulations to Toby Rudolph. He's did his knee in this game last year. He came back about probably only 7 or 8 weeks ago, and he's been pretty good for the Newtown Jets. And I think you'll see him play first grade next year.
Hey, Gal, if the Raiders are to win this grand final, where do they have to target the Roosters?
Oh, I think the edge defence of the Roosters can be suspect sometimes, particularly the Latrell Mitchell side. But you know, you've got to get in good enough ball areas to get the ball out there, and you know, they've got to win the battle through the middle first, and they did that last week. Josh Papali was outstanding, but he's going to have big JWH up against him today, so we'll see what happens in the middle.
Gal, Nathan Brown, mate. How you going, pal? All right?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, how do you see that forward battle, Gal? How do you see that one going?
Oh, look, it's going to be a good one, that's for sure. I think you'll see Johnny Bateman let off the leash today as well. I think he'll go a bit mad as well, Bateman. But, yeah, look, I think obviously starts up front with the front rowers, and I just can't wait to see JWH and Papali go at each other. You know, Papali's a quiet, unassuming type player, but if you try to get under his skin, he can certainly come back at you, that's for sure. And I'd love to see JWH go at him early, because Papa will be coming straight back at him, and be a battle of big boys there. And, look, whoever gets that victory in the middle, we'll go a long way to winning the game.
Hey, Gal, it's Emma Lawrence. We know Ricky's a very passionate coach. He's even said things this week like he'd give up some of the premierships he won as a player to give it to these Raiders boys. What is he like as a coach?
Oh, he's an outstanding coach. So passionate. And I can see him, you know, if you get vision of him in the change room today, I reckon there's a fair chance he'll cry before the game. That's how passionate he is. He cares about his players. He cares about the team result. And he'll be doing everything he can this week to get the victory for the boys. And he's been really relaxed. I've actually spoke to him a couple of times, and he's been surprisingly relaxed for me, and has had all the Canberra players. The Canberra team looked really relaxed. So, if they can take that onto the field, have as much energy as they can when they get on there, you know, complete well, you know, they may have a chance. You never know.
All right, Gal, thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Good luck against big, bad, bustling Barry Hall.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye. There he is. Thanks, Tova. We're going to take a break. Soon it will be the kickoff, as I said, the Holden Women's Premiership. And Mark Spud Carroll will join us as well. Right here is Triple M rocks the grand final.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.